Yeah, you gotta juggle the balls and you gotta sing Jingle Bells. It's the holiday season. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle them balls away.
Balls are just such an odd piece of...
And I love it. Dip them balls in my
it's
mouth.
It's just such an odd body part.
I love them.
Like, what was God thinking when he was just like, what if he just leave these here and let them hang?
He was letting his nuts hang. Shit.
Like, what the fuck?
Don't be questioning my Jesus on what he do. That's why he got shit hanging from my chest. So he had to give him something. Yeah.
But some bitches' titties don't hang. Some niggas'
no, hang. No, but naturally, all breasts should hang naturally. Now bitches' titties don't hang because they're getting them done.
No, but I'm saying some bitches don't even have enough titty for it to hang.
Now that's a boy. No. I'm just playing. Let me stay. I'm sorry to all the A cups out there. That was rude.
No, for real though. But no, I don't know. Y'all was
okay. We gotta hurry up because we got a meeting in 30 minutes.
Oh, we do.
Okay, so we're gonna get to the bop of
big business.
We're gonna get to the bop of the week. So what's your bop? I'm gonna let you go first. Mm-mm. I go first?
I don't think I got one.
Okay, so my bop of the week is called Case by Tenny. This is in honor of me going to Nigeria next week. Tenny is a dope ass Nigerian artist. She's been out for a while now. She's very, very fucking famous and she's very lit. I love her. She's actually really funny on Instagram too. So the song is called Case. For your case, yo. For your case. Oh, okay. Anyway, so it's called Case by Tenny. T-E-N-I. That's my bop of the week.
Yeah, I'm trying to look, see if I can find one.
Bitch, we don't got time for that. We got to read these letters. Okay, so we're going to move on to the letters, y'all. We're not trying to rush or nothing, but...
Yes, we is.
No, we really not. We just got to move on because we got really off topic today.
And we got some shit to do.
So, I'm going to read the first one. It says... Oh, yeah. Make sure y'all email us if y'all have any questions that y'all want to be answered on the show. Email us at askpoorminds@gmail.com. That's askpoorminds@gmail.com. So the first one is, hey, beautiful queens. I absolutely love, love, love the show. I recently started writing a blog. Writing is therapeutic and it helps me express my emotions. The blog is doing really well and I want to move to the podcasting world. Do you ladies have any advice as far as the materials that I need to start podcasting, or would it be best to record at a recording studio? Should I tell every detail of my life and experiences so it can feel personal and down to earth? How to expand and grow my brand, and any other advice you ladies can think of. Thank you so much. P.S. Please have y'all's first live show in Atlanta next year. Speaking it to existence. And this is from Coco. So Coco, first of all, our sound quality ain't even all that great either ourselves. All right. So I would definitely say record in a studio for sure. We're actually about to start doing that ourselves because bitch, we can't do this shit no more. What else? I feel like if you want to share details of your life and experiences so it can feel personal, I feel like you can do that, but you have to understand that people start to feel like they know you and it can get too personal sometimes. So you do have to be careful when sharing things about your life because you don't want people to ever throw that against you. And sometimes I feel like me sharing my personal life actually takes a toll on my dating life because niggas that I fuck with will listen to the podcast and be like, what the fuck? And either they cool with it and they try to, you know, push through, or they really don't fuck with it. So it just really depends on the content that you want and the content that you're going for. But for me, the best advice that I can give is so cliche and it's so generic, but it's to be consistent. I feel like that's the main thing that's helped us is we never fucking miss a Wednesday. Like, even if it's late, even if it's like on the late Thursday, whatever, we never miss a week because we know that this is what something that we look forward to every week, and we know it's something that y'all look forward to every week.
Right.
I feel like a lot of podcasts, they mess up when they post like once a month or twice a month, or they just randomly post so people don't know when to expect it. We know that our poor girls and our poor boys know that when they wake up on Wednesday morning, the podcast is going to be there. It's been very rare instances where, you know, we had to post later on in the day, but I feel like that's been the main thing that's gotten us listeners is really our consistency. And, you know, thank God that we have friends in the industry that have helped us and brought us on their platforms. You know, as most of y'all are here probably from Horrible Decision or Cocktails. Those are the, and Cas Facts. So those are like the three major platforms that we've been on. So definitely cross promotion is a good thing. We've had Carlos on the show, Carlos Miller. I feel like he brought a lot of listeners in, people that never heard of us. Tahoe.
Yep.
We went on, we did a bonus.
So Shameless.
Yeah, we did So Shameless with Tahoe. That was a bonus episode. So I feel like it definitely helps cross promotion. And honestly, I always make a point to whenever y'all post us and y'all tag the Poor Minds page or whenever y'all tag us to repost, I feel like word of mouth is the best thing. When people tell you, oh, what podcast are you listening to? And people are like, Poor Minds. I always retweet it. I always post it because word of mouth is the only way that you're really, really, it's not the only way, but it's the best way. Because if you hear somebody talk highly about your podcast and somebody loves it, that's going to be the best thing. That's why I always tell y'all, please make sure y'all tell y'all friends, family, whoever, to listen to the podcast because it's fun and it's funny and it's really lighthearted. And it's just two girls in Atlanta, you know, doing our thing. So, yeah.
I agree pretty much with everything that you just said. I definitely feel like that's been our key to getting listeners and as our, you know, and how our podcast has been growing and stuff like that is because we're very, very consistent.
Yeah.
We record.
That's, if we don't do nothing right, that's probably the one thing. Bitch, we do a lot of fucked up shit, okay? But one thing that we do right.
But both of us are pretty responsible when it comes to the show.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to stay in Miami an extra day, but I was like, I gotta come back to Atlanta.
Right.
Or I didn't get to go to the radio station last week.
Right.
And I knew we had to record. So it's like, that's one thing about both of us, I will say. Like, we be on top